Remember how much fun it was to run around the playground after school, even though you knew you should probably go and meet your waiting mother? Yeah, that playtime might have turned you into a pretty good human. Hey guys, Amy here with you on DNews today, talking about everyone's favorite thing, not working. Playing is actually crucial in childhood development, giving kids a safe and fun way to learn the physical, intellectual, and social skills that will ultimately turn them into well-rounded adults. One common type of play is fear-based play. Think climbing trees, where the danger is falling and getting hurt. Kids will typically start with a low tree and gradually climb higher, taking risks in moderation and at their own pace. It's a way for kids to explore fear safely. They learn to manage their emotions and understand that they can control their fear. Fear doesn't control them, something many adults would do well to remember. Mock fighting similarly allows kids to develop emotional depth. Play arguing with a best friend will teach kids to know when they need to walk away for self-protection or calm down to solve the issue. Even playing out fantastical scenarios, like running from an imaginary witch through an imaginary forest, has benefits. Playing through scenarios that evoke fear, anger, and sadness all help kids deal with these emotions. In older children, play allows kids to blow off steam and recharge their brains, which means recess is actually an important part of the school day. One 2006 study found that kids who have recess breaks lasting 10 to 20 minutes were able to focus better afterwards and were ultimately more successful in academics. And the benefits of play don't disappear when we reach adulthood. Think drawing, a day at the beach, or basically anything that you enjoy that distances you from sources of stress. Research shows that unstructured play is a vital break from life's daily stresses. Play relieves stress, boosts creativity, improves brain function, and can even improve our relationship with our peers by building stronger bonds of trust. That means those horrible icebreakers you play on office retreats are actually kind of useful. Play, non-sexual in this case, can also help couples rekindle a romance, allowing them to explore new levels of emotional intimacy. So a lot of this sounds anecdotal, but there is research backing up these claims. Granted, experiments have been done on rats and monkeys because there isn't really a humane way to measure the effects of play deprivation on humans. One 1964 study published in the Journal of Comparative Neurology saw a group of neuroscientists raise rats in two different settings, one group in solitary confinement and the other in an exciting space filled with toys. When the researchers examined the rats' brains, they found that those raised in the toy-filled space had thicker cerebral cortices. That's the outer layer of neural tissue responsible for memory, attention, perception, awareness, thought, language, and consciousness. Subsequent research confirmed that these rats raised in the stimulating environment had bigger brains. More recent research found that after bouts of rough-and-tumble play, rats show increased levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a protein that is essential for the growth and maintenance of brain cells. And that same protein has been found to increase when rats are free to explore their surroundings. So playing is great, but according to Boston College psychology professor Peter Gray, free playtime is becoming a thing of the past. In an article in the American Journal of Play, he said that since 1955, children's free playtime has been steadily declining, in large part because parents are exercising an increased control over their kids. The effect is that mental health in adolescents and adults is declining. So do what you can for your brain and start playing now. And it's a great time, too. After a 10-year wait, the all-new Toyota Tacoma is finally here and it's been fully redesigned to play whenever and wherever you want. The new Tacoma encourages you to break the rules and play now. And speaking of resting your brains, should we be starting classes later? Some researchers say yes. Check it out in this video here.
Researchers say sleep deprivation could be what's at hand here. Not getting enough sleep could cause students to lose the ability to remain alert and focused in class, and it may also lead to an increase in illness.
I feel a lot less guilty about my Spice Girls dance breaks now. What do you guys do to recharge your brains with play? Let us know in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe for more DNews every day of the week.